Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of the Second Guest Show, our draft version of Second Guest. And you can see our regulars are in town. Grant's in here. You can hear him through the radio, and along with Joey Vinon. They all here tonight. So, Mike DeTellier, along with Deuce McAllister here at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Deuce and I will be here until 7 o'clock tonight, and it'll be the Jay Johnson Show. And at least they took two out of three over the weekend against Auburn, Deuce. But, man. He had an opportunity yesterday. Again, this team can't bring home people when they got them on base. And
well, the problem is runners in scoring position?
In scoring position and can't get them. You can't score.
Are you talking about just sacrifice opportunities or at least it's two outs?
Even with no outs. With no and a guy outs. On second base and can't bring him home.
Wow, that's tough.
All year long. That's been the MO of this baseball team. They've had real difficulties, and I know – you can hear it in Jay's voice, the frustration. But, okay, you saw your team at Ole Miss.
Same thing. I mean, it was a hangover from winning the national championship until the year before it was Mississippi State, and then Ole Miss ended up winning. They had a hangover and still year two in that hangover. And so LSU, it looks like it has bitten them a little bit. We were talking, I guess, Saturday. We were talking on Saturday about, can they even get in the play-in? I mean, not even the play-in tournament, but the SEC tournament. I mean, because not many teams have gotten in the NCAA tournament, and you haven't even made the SEC tournament. I mean, that would be tough. I guess the grace would be they're the defending national champs. And so the committee would say, hey, you know, we don't want to make them a four seed. We'll make them a three. They won't host. We'll send them on the road, but that'll get them in. But like you said, Mike, they've got to play a lot better. You know, and a sweep would be good. But if you can take two out of three out of, I don't know how many series they have left, maybe three or four, you're not a lot.
Three. Yeah, so three left.
So if you can take two out of three out of the next three series, that may put you in a position, that, and then it gives you a little bit of confidence as you go into the tournament. But, man, it's
– I'm going to break you the bad news. This weekend they play Texas A&M.
Yeah, no, that ain't
that ain't very good.
I mean, Texas, are they still the number one ranked team?
If they are not,
I know they're very, very high top three. And if they're number one ranked team, you gotta have your work cut out for you to take two of three.
Yeah, you'd be lucky to win one at this stage against A&M. Want to tell everybody? Normally, Bobby would be here, but his son Bo got married over the weekend, and so. Hear from Bobby sometime this week, more likely.
We'll call it. Bobby will be in transit back.
Yeah, something like that. One way or another, yeah. He's in transit.
Yeah, he'll be in transit back.
And so we'll hear from him during the week about the draft. Deuce, with everything said and done, I think it's still, for me, this football team has to go out and get a veteran safety and a guard, center, or tackle. I think it's not just one. I think it's two up front along with a safety. I do believe that in the next coming weeks you're going to see them sign a veteran safety.
I think you'll see
and
both.
Two veteran offensive
yeah,
linemen.
I think you'll see both. And I think, you know, obviously when you have the rookie minicamp, that'll give them a pretty good evaluation of what they have there. But it would be I don't want to call it foolish, but it would be a gamble. It would be a gamble to roll with what you have now and not sign any of those veteran guys. And we talked about it as well. The veteran guys particularly have lost some negotiation strength.
They lost the leverage.
Well, that's what I mean. They've lost some negotiation strength and leverage. Now, it'll all depend on him and his agent if he thinks he's still elite or what does he bring to the table. Because if you know you're a veteran, it's not a question. It's not a question if you can still play. It's a question: Do I want to fight for guaranteed money, or do I want to say I want more years? It's all about the money at this point. You want to find the right fit, but it's also about the money at this point. And so, if a team knows that they have a rookie, or they can fill that spot with a rookie, and maybe that veteran may not be a every down starter, then that veteran may have to accept it and say, "Hey, look. I may wait until training camp. I may wait till injuries start. But the longer you wait, and I see that rookie can kind of hold his own, you lose more and more leverage."
Yeah, the other part, too, is I think you will see some teams cut
Correct.
Or release a high-priced veteran. Well, also after June 1st, where you can split that salary up.
There you go.
Because I got a younger guy, it's cheaper labor.
Yep.
And I'm paying you all this money. And you, if you don't accept a pay cut from me or reduce salary, I guess is how they put it, then I'm going to cut you loose and you can go out in the free agent market.
And we can explain those rules to the listeners. You can only do two players like that. You can only do two players like that. So the Saints have designated already Michael Thomas
as
one of their June 1st releases. They can still go and do another player like that. Now, here's the thing. The Saints are cap compliant now. So every team in the NFL had to get cap compliant by the first day of the league. I guess the first new day of the league, the new year. But they get even more salary cap relief come June 1st, Mike, just like you're talking.
Yeah.
And so you'll get a little bit more salary cap relief, but teams across the league, the other thing that you may see as well, I just drafted a first or second round player at your position. If you don't take that salary cut or reduce, we're going to trade you. We're going to see what the market, even if it's for a sixth round, even if it's a seventh rounder, they may go that route as well.
I know Stink, Mark Schlereff, told me this story that 1 year he had a contract. He was going to make $2.9 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right before the final cut in September,
The
GM comes to him and says, "Listen, can't pay you $2.9. If you'll accept $1.5, that's what we'll do. If not, I'm going to cut you loose." So Mark was – "I'm going to take the 1.5. Because he said, "You know, I didn't know what my market was going to be, and it was that late.
It was late
in the game. I took the 1.5. But he said, all this stuff about people saying all these contracts with all this money,
the loyalty.
And that's all negotiable.
The loyalty.
Ain't got no loyalty on either side on this part. We'll be back with more Second Guess live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. And we'll have on with this former Saint, Roman Harper, now with the SEC Network, will join us right after this break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back here on the second guest show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit. Deuce and I will be here until 7 o'clock tonight. And then at 7 o'clock, it'll be the Jay Johnson Show. LSU baseball coach will have his own show at 7 p.m. right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app while we're trying to connect with Roman Harper. Deuce, I think one of them, everywhere I've went over the last 3 days, everybody brings up the same name, Spencer Rattler. What you think about Spencer Rattler? Okay, and you got to understand sort of how he started. He was the man in high school. Right. Number one rated player in the country. He goes to Oklahoma and basically redshirts his first year, didn't he? He started in year two as a redshirt freshman. And then he didn't read the fine print on that NIL because they got the guy again in Caleb Williams.
The number one player in the country.
Yeah. And so he had to go to South Carolina. And then watching Spence over the last 2 years, offensive line really wasn't good there. He's got a sling to him, the way he slings the football. And you and I talked about this, and I asked him about it. You got to have a baseball background. He said, yeah. He said, I was a pitcher shortstop up until high school when it became pretty obvious he was going to play football. But he's not a super mobile guy. He will move around the pocket to make a throw. But just his ability to put a ball in tight spaces is impressive. The way he can do it, he plays the game with a lot of moxie. And sometimes, and it's a habit he got to break, man, you can't think you can make a play every time.
He
you
gambles.
Cannot.
But you know why he gambles? Because he has the big arm.
Yeah.
He has a big arm, and he's out. There's no throw that I don't feel comfortable making. There's no window that I don't feel comfortable throwing. And sometimes, take the check down. Take the incomplete. Take the incomplete, take the check down. And so, you know, really for Spencer, he probably had a better year his first year at SC than he did his second.
I think he had a better supporting cast.
Well, that part, particularly up front. And now they tried to get him some more weapons on the outside, you know, like you said, through NIL and some other avenues, but it just didn't come together well enough. They were inconsistent as a team. But Spencer was probably judged for a lot of stuff he couldn't control.
And the documentary.
Well, that part. I mean, but as a 17, 18-year-old that's got a documentary and that's the knock that you hold against me, that I'm a diva or I am privileged in a sense, that was tough. Because he didn't act in that manner.
He didn't act like that at South Carolina.
That's my point. Now, maybe at Oklahoma, a little bit of that. When he first
and
got there.
You could understand that.
There you go, because he had been around the camera his whole career. You know, he was the prodigy. He was the next one that people were going to follow. So, now football related, there are some question marks. We do agree there. But I think he was probably judged tougher because of things off of the field and not necessarily getting in trouble, bad stuff, But just everything that comes with being the number one prospect at one point of your career, and maybe it not panning out completely for you.
You know, and I look at Caleb Williams, and I think the knock I have on Spencer is similar to Caleb. Now, right. They're two different style quarterbacks. But Caleb, he at times refuses to take the layup or the five-foot jumper. I want to hit the big play every snap. And in the NFL, they're going to humble you. You're not going to be able to do that.
It's either going to be a sack, a turnover. I was about to say a fumble, or it's going to be an interception. I mean, because in that league, you've got safeties that are just baiting you. You've got safeties that are just waiting you. Even defensive backs, corners, they're just waiting for you to throw it. And so the easy throw, the check down, is normally the safest, but there's times that you have to force it. There are times that you have to force it. But you don't want to be in a situation where every throw is a forced throw. If you're in that situation, you're going to have a ton of turnovers. If every throw I throw is a 50-50 ball, it's going to be trouble.
And, you know, I see the guy at Ole Miss right now. And
Dart.
I thought Jackson had the deal, especially the first year. Man, if my initial guy's not open, man, I'm taking off running. Now,
yep.
You go get your clock clean at the collegiate and pro level doing that. I thought he was much better buying some time in the pocket last year than he was year one. What? When he reminded me, okay, I grew up around horses, and they always got a couple of them in the field. No matter if you're not even close to them, they'll bolt out of there because they think you're getting close to them. They'll take off running. That's Jackson in year one at Ole Miss. And he'd bolt away, and even if he had time, a little bit of more time to throw it, he would bolt out of that and take off running.
What? He was a lot more comfortable in the offense this past year, and I'm intrigued to see how much more comfortable he is as the third year starting in that offense this upcoming year, because it's similar to the situation as far as now his offensive line they've brought in. It'll all depend on how they gel. They got a couple guys returning, but he should have in the SEC maybe one of the top wide receivers room across the board in the SEC this year. So he's got his top receiver coming back, and then they were able to add two other elite players in the nation, really, to that room. You've got freshmen that were All-American players, and one that's a five-star that will barely get on the field again. I mean, he'll play. The kid from Ridgeland, Aiden Williams, he'll play. But, I mean, it'll be like, hey, can they develop? Can they develop, or what's the issue? Well, I mean, a lot of it is the numbers that you're playing and just having a veteran receiver that is coming back and your quarterback trusts him. That's what it'll come down to.
I remember Trey Harris. He was the quarterback, and Malik Nabers was the receiver.
Now, how about that?
How about that? On the same team, he goes to Tech, and he got to learn how to play wide receiver. And he did well there, but, boy, when he got to Ole Miss, he blew it up last year.
A different story.
Man, give Trey Thomas Harris a lot of credit. When we come back, we'll have a lot more here on the Second Guest Show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with Deuce McAllister. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Deuce and I will be here until 7 o'clock tonight on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, former New Orleans Saint, and now on the SEC Network, Roman Harper. Roman, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, man, you guys had me at Deuce in Hancock, Mississippi. I'm all in. Thank you guys for having me. As
always. Hey, say, bro, I got to send you a clock, man.
Hey, man, I'm here. I'm so excited. I mean, the fact that Deuce McAllister is doing a show in Hancock, Mississippi, I'm like, man, this guy Deuce is just living the life in Mississippi. Nobody appreciates Mississippi as much as maybe a former teammate, as much as I do, being from Alabama.
Man, I mean, but you know, I know you have to take your bi-hourly naps and, you know, you got to get your beauty rest
in. Bi-hourly.
Yeah, your bi-hourly naps and stuff. But, I mean, come on, bro.
Man, my bad. I feel like they said this is the time I need to be here. I'm here.
Pop, I got to ask you. I think this was
– It's been a good day.
Oh, well, you El Stinko on that golf course. I already know it. You ain't got no. – I'm coming to Charlotte. I'm coming to Charlotte. But we got to work. You got to tell me about the golf later on. And I threw your door hanger, your Alabama door hanger. I was at your house. I did a little stir fry at your house, and you don't know about it. But I got to get the cleaners to come and clean it up because it's a mess right now. But anyway, we here to work now. 18 years.
And on another slope.
Right. 18 years the SEC has had the most drafted players. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, do you see that changing? I know with conference realignment, et cetera, happening, but do you see that changing anytime soon?
No, because the proof is in the pudding. You said it, Deuce. The SEC has been built, and the best players want to go to the SEC. Not only that, but playing golf today, parents that are paying for their kids to go to school all want to go to SEC. Why? Because it's the best football. If they know it, it's understood. If you want to have the best chance to go and play at the next level, I mean, you do it at a D2 school, or that's fine. Like, we'll find you if you ball. Like, that is true. That is very true. But at the end of the day, at the biggest conferences, the biggest ball, like in the SEC, that's where it's at right now, and it's the reason why they win most national championships. Shout out to Michigan that just won one, and Detroit with the NFL draft.
Roman, one of the things the Saints moving up in round two to get Kool-Aid McKinstry. I know you've seen him play so much at Alabama, but we had him on Friday night. And I know people that have coached under Nick and have played under him. So I brought it up to him, you know, him being a corner. I said, you know, I know you got to have a thick hide to play for Nick, especially at that position. And how much time did you spend with Nick kind of daily in that meeting room? And he started to laugh. He said, well, you were right on that thick hide part, but he said every day he is in that meeting room with you on the DBs, either coaching you technique, telling you what to do, or chewing you out for what you did wrong. He said it was one of the three every day, that was the way he handled it. And he said, I could accept it. Some people can't. But he said, I could accept it, and it made me the guy I am today.
Well, you start off by saying I've been watching Kool-Aid since college, and I've seen him since high school. He's from Alabama. So most athletes that do anything in Alabama, we pay attention to those that continue that do. So he's been a very high-rated, a very standout player since a while now, since high school. And so he's continued on that path, that journey. And he's correct about Nick Saban. That is Nick Saban's defensive backroom. Period, as long as he's there, because that's his baby. So he's been taught correctly in the schemes that he's played. Now, the biggest thing for Kool-Aid is going to be, I always compared him to, and it's in my mind right now, I don't even want to talk about it, but he's compared me to the old cornerback, Corey Webster from LSU, that played with the Giants for tons of years, because he's always on top of the route. As a defensive back, if you're on top of the route, those are the little things. I'm sorry I'm going to football jargon, but if you're on top of the route, you control the receiver. You're always at an advantage as long as you're on top of the route. That's the thing that Kool-Aid does extremely well. And when he does that, you didn't know how fast he was. You ran a good 40 times, so that backed up something that you thought you saw on tape, but then he confirmed what he did in the 40 times. So you love his game. He got a little bit beat up through the combine process later on in the season. It's always going to be question marks when they can do that. That's part of the draft process. I thought the same, move going to out the University of Alabama once and picking a guy in the second round. They haven't done one that high since me, so shout out to him. They did draft Vinny Centuri in between us, but still, I like the pick. I love the kid. The only question mark and the only challenge I'd have from him from pro to pro would be is like at some point, and Deuce could follow me up on this, is that, you know, do you play ball because you love it and you want to be the best at it, or you do it for what it provides for you? And those are two differences. So figuring out that person in between will be what Kool-Aid will be. And the sky's the limit as far as talent. He's been rated the highest since coming out, you know. So to get what you thought was going to be at a top-tier corner in a draft in the second round, you love it. So the potential part is boom as well.
Well, here's the thing on the comment that you just made, Roman. I'm not worried about him on the first contract. I'm worried about him on the second contract because he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder for the first couple of years because he wants to prove. And I've spoken to a few people have commented to me that when you see his look, it looks like he's upset. And it's almost like, man, he wasn't happy that the Saints picked him. Nah, he wasn't happy that he got picked that late. It had nothing to do with the Saints. He was relieved that the Saints called him.
That's the closest he could have been in the best situation. Like, for those that don't know who he is or where he's from, I mean, he could have went to Atlanta, but does he really want to go to Atlanta? I think New Orleans is an amazing pick. It's always so good to have an SEC connection. And it's also – he'll get to know the locker room that is the love versus hate relationship that is Alabama versus LSU as well, which is a unique experience. I did it. It's fun. And it's always good to just, you know, throw a little roll tide out there because we all know in the football NFL locker room, where you go in college matters.
It's something else that the guys, you kind of it makes it all common. I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, you spend so much time around each other. You try to find something that, hey, you know, I don't care where you came from. I don't care what your economics are, you know, once you get drafted. I want to know one thing. Hey, can you help me win? And then let me find out a little bit more about you as a person. And that's normally, what school did you go to? Okay, we can talk, we can communicate, and we can find out what makes us similar. I think that's the unique thing about the locker room. Harp, I got to ask you just about the overall class of the Saints and, you know, just your thoughts so far and, you know, a couple things that you think that they need to continue to do to try to improve that team.
Number one, another SEC guy, love, Spencer Rattler pick. Love it. There's no pressure on the young man to be anything but he has been. And the fact that it comes out later on that he got knocked in the draft because of something, a video that he allowed to be in when he was 17, it stinks. But it still is the draft, and you're going to be in the best position you ever have. And what Deuce talks about, that second contract is where you really make generational wealth anyways. And so to be able to come into a situation where there's no expectations, that this kid has huge upside, arm, made a lot of big-time pressure throws, especially under duress, with not a lot of help around him. To be able to go and sit, learn the ins and outs of the NFL team and how to be a professional and play professional quarterback in the NFL, it's going to be an awesome opportunity for that young man. And everything else that the Saints just continue to build around. And it's also about the Saints from the inside understanding what Mickey's knowledge, DA's knowledge. Like, these guys have won. Right? They've won championships. And I know they've been – Mickey was always a GM, but DA's now the head coach. But you've been around winning. And winning is an attitude. Winning is the way you walk, you approach your work. It's the way you camaraderize and be together, like Deuce talked about. NFL locker room is very unique. And we all have different perspectives of it once we're outside of it. But once you've been in, you're in. And so you know what it feels like, you know what it is like, you know what it tastes like, and you got to build that culture. And it has to be cultivated with young guys willing to be hungry and get better. A group of older veteran guys teaching young guys what it's like to be a professional, coming to work every day, the way you grind at it, the thinking, the little nuances that learn how to be a pro. Within the game, that all has to kind of come fruition and the right mix. And when you do that, you win for a long time.
Roman, when you think about Alabama without Nick running the show, because he's been there for so long, greatest college coach ever, not only in my lifetime, ever. When you consider everything else that kind of swirls around college football today and college athletics today. But I talked to an SEC head coach last week, and he told me two things when you played Saban that you knew you were going to get. As the season wore on, Alabama always got better. That team you saw early was going to be maybe the non-hardest part of Alabama. As you get on, October, November, you're catching them at their best. And secondly, he said that was no better fourth quarter coach he's ever seen than Nick. How many games we saw close in the fourth quarter that his team found a way to win? And he said, I think that's the biggest pressure on Caleb DeBoer. He said, now, some big moccasins you're putting your feet in to follow Nick. But the fact that his teams always got better, and fourth quarter, they were money in most games. He said, I think that's the thing that Caleb is going to have to prove, that he can win at Alabama against a much tougher schedule than the Pac-12. Now, Pac-12 last year was good, but you couldn't say that every year. So your thoughts on that?
Well, number one, you're correct. But, you know, football is all about a game of adjustments. You know, you come in, you think one thing, and you got to be able to outlast. And coaching also is a two-way street. Some coaches also fold in the moment. The thing, and that brings up Caleb DeBoer, the one thing about him is he's won big games at all levels. I actually love the hire. I don't think our AD Greg Byrne could have got a better hire, honestly, to come back at it. All right, but anyways, but yes, the fact that Caleb DeBoer, I love that hire. It's just all about the situation. The situation that is trying to come up after Nick Saban, the greatest of all time, and his position, his, you know, what he is at Alabama, what he's been able to build. I think that is the hard part. But the head coach, I think he's going to be what it is. And so I'm more worried about the reactionary things. Like, you know, Alabama's going to lose a game, but how do the fans react? They already were ready to jump off a bridge when they lost two games. Right, under Nick Saban, the greatest of all time. So imagine the new guy. It's just those things, those atmospheres, the fact that everybody has an opinion. And the thing about, I tell my daughter this as I'm about to walk into here, is that the internet is undefeated, but it's also very uneducated. Just want to let you know that.
You are correct, sir. I got before we let you go, before you get in trouble with your with the head of the household. did y'all play best ball today?
We played a shamble.
So how many of play of the 18 holes did they use your ball?
Three.
Don't even tell me no more. That's what that's all I needed to know. You're not tired. You just been driving the cart around. Man, go do what you're supposed to be doing with family, man. We appreciate your time and effort, sir. Thank you so much. I'm gonna come up to Cherry Hill and we're gonna play. Get me on some of them good courses up there.
Thank you, Roman. We appreciate it, bud.
Man, no doubt, man. Love you guys.
All right, love you, brother.
All right. Roman Harper, former New Orleans Saints and University of Alabama. Now you can catch him on the SEC Network. We'll be back to finish it off here on our number one of the second guest show live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break. We're finishing up here in our number one of the second guest show live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Mike to tell you, along with Deuce McAllister. Deuce is interesting. Roman compared him to Corey Webster. Corey, I saw him in high school at St. James. He was a quarterback there. He almost went to Georgetown on a basketball scholarship. Nick had one scholarship left, and he gave it to Corey and recruited him as a wide receiver.
And so that what I was going to ask you, what year was Corey? What year did he come out roughly?
Man, I'm trying
because
to.
Because I guess, is that early 2000s?
Yeah, early 2000s.
So when we're talking about Georgetown at that time, that, well.
2005.
2005.
Almost the same time as Roman. It's well, a year
it,
earlier.
It was Roman, but think about Georgetown. That's the heyday of, like, Allen Iverson coming through. And if you've got a scholarship to Georgetown then, think about it. You're no slouch, is what I'm saying.
Corey was an unbelievable athlete. Nick just didn't know exactly what position
he could
to put him at.
Yes.
So Corey tells me the story because we do the pro football camp, Dr. David Elias' camp in Thibodaux every year. And he was like, man, you know, he tells me I'm going to play receiver. I played receiver. And he said, no, you can't play receiver. You're going to play cornerback. Man, he said, I didn't want that. He ends up two-time All-SEC All-American. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.